Well, I'm somewhat surprised to see this many out today. But I'm not surprised at who I see. I felt like there might be two or three of Mr. Donahue's people here. And I believe they are. And I felt like the rest would be of the True Light Church. I may be amissed some, but I haven't seen but three. Made me think of our debates prior. We debated here about 35 years ago, a good long while, with some of the people that calls themselves the Church of Christ. And they desired that we go down to Aberdeen, North Carolina. Their people wanted to hear debate down there where we went. And you know, they had to use our moderator. They didn't even have a moderator. They had to use our moderator at that debate. But we never have had no turnout to speak of, except when they first started. I guess there was maybe a half a dozen or more that called themselves preachers of the Church of Christ at High Hill about 25 or 30 years ago, and I offered this debate to them exactly in the reverse. At that time, the church felt like you could get in and get out. And you know, there wasn't a preacher there that would sign it. There wasn't a preacher there that would, of the so-called Church of Christ, that everyone refused to debate the end they're debating here today, or come to debate. But I would have had the wrong end of it. If I had seen I had the wrong end of it in the middle of the debate, that's where I would have stopped. I wouldn't have continued the debate no further. But later on, I saw that what I believed about it was contradicting the words of Christ. And I put this sign on the church door about 35 years ago, and I asked a question on there. Where is Goliath? Who is Goliath? We invite all the church. Excuse me. I'm nervous and I'll make some blunders. Bear with me. We invite all the so-called churches on the top side of the earth, including the Pope, the King of England, the Billy Graham and his generation of sons and grandsons, presidents, the kings, we invite anybody on the top side of the earth to dispute the five truths that we've got posted on our church door. And I ask, who is Goliath? We compare this to David, a stripling boy going out against Goliath, the giant. It was enough to make anybody's knees tremble, except they had the truth. But David had the truth. He ran to meet Goliath. He went out in faith. He went out believing God would meet him. He said so, that God would deliver Goliath into his hands. So I speak of Goliath as being all the confusion on religion, all the denominations of the world. There is one true church Christ established. We understand that it's a True Light Church of Christ, which we are here to represent. And we understand that to be the few. Christ spoke of few there be that find the way back to God. It's few. But there's a prophecy in Revelations about the Battle of Armageddon, and it goes on to say that everything outside the true Church of Christ, the Lamb, and that is to whoever's got the truth here, whichever side's got the truth here, they are the little church that Christ speaks of. Few there be that find it. But God has promised, and it's prophesied, and I will prophesy further. It's prophesied in Revelation that the Lamb will overcome everything else will join together against it. It says, but the Lamb shall overcome. So all the world's got nothing but the spirit of confusion and the spirit to fight the Lamb. They that are not for me are against me. The Lord says, it's still that way, always has been, always will be. So the little Lamb is going to overcome. That's prophecy in the Scripture. It can't fail. And I will prophesy further that this we're engaged in here today is the Battle of Armageddon. It's the truth being set up against error. And I believe Mr. Donahue preferred to take the affirmative end of this debate. But I told him I was going to affirm the debate as it is worded. I'm going to affirm that if we're one time saved, we're always saved. And I said, if he affirms it and I affirm it, where is there going to be a debate? So he agreed to take the negative side of it, that he doesn't believe once saved, always saved. But I'm still going to give Mr. Donahue the privilege. If the Lord shows you that your own words here says you're wrong, now I understand the truth is sort of the Spirit. If you've got the truth of this matter, I understand you've got every advantage. What advantage has a Jew? You're a genuine Jew if you've got the truth of this matter. But on the other side, it goes the other way. But if at any place in this debate, you see that I've got the truth, it would be honorable of you to say, now, Mr. Bryce, will stop right here. I'm going to affirm it. We're both going to affirm it. You've got the truth of this matter. And I compare this with David going out against the Goliath. This is about the number of the little church, of True Light Church. We're about all here. Little. Numbers makes no difference. It's who's got the truth that has the advantage. So, David went out in against Goliath in faith. Faith is the weapon he overcome Goliath with. Faith is the weapon we overcome this world with. But on the other hand, I believe David went out doubting. Now that sounds strange. But I believe I've seen this the last night or two in meditating on this. David went out doubting. It would take him an hour to take off Goliath's head with Goliath's own sword. Y'all believe that? I don't believe David went out there doubting, but what he would take Goliath's sword and take his head off. So that was a natural sword. I say, your sword is the sword in our day is the sword of the Spirit. Whoever's got the truth has got the sword of the Spirit. But I said, I'm going to take your own words, and it's not going to take me an hour to take your head off, so to speak, with your own words. You answered my first question just as I felt like you would. That answers this debate fully. See if I'm telling the truth or not. My question to you was, and I said, this is a loaded question. Everyone almost loaded. How foolish it would be in a debate to ask a question that wasn't loaded. That's the purpose of it. So this is a loaded question. I said, did Jesus Christ tell the whole truth as to what was the way to eternal life? I didn't see how you could answer that. You says, yes, of course. I didn't see how you could answer it otherwise. I say, yes, of course he did. That worried me about debating. Some people don't think it's right to debate. And it worried me. So I said, is it right to debate? But a scripture came to my mind. I said, I'm getting too old. I'm above 80 years old to debate young men like Mr. Donahue and his associates. It worried me. I said, well, I'm above 80 years old. But I said, do we get too old to contend? Catch that? To contend for the faith? The definition of contend is debate. Do we get too old to contend for the faith? The next word or two is going to answer this whole debate again. Take your head off. It answers the question. In Jude, the third verse, Jude says something like this. This is his instructions to the church. We're instructed to, catch this, earnestly contend, debate, for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Once delivered, not delivered today, and you get back out of the church tomorrow, it's delivered to you again and again. I ask you a question. Does once mean over and over again, or does it mean what it says, once? Now back to the stone that David took out of his shepherd's bag, and he got Goliath's sword with it, and he took his head off with it. This takes your head off, Mr. Lattimore. Excuse me, I call you Mr. Lattimore. He wrote the book on the true life, Mr. Donahue. So catch this good. This takes your head off. This answers this question by your own word here. Yes, of course. That's exactly what we say. Yes, of course. Christ told the whole truth. Well, this is what Christ said in the 5th chapter, in the 24th verse of John's Gospel. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. That's the one faith that is once delivered to the saints. And listen it further. He clarifies it. No way around this, Mr. Donahue. And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death. All Adam's offspring died in Adam in the transgression. We all come forth under death. But when we believe, we are passed from death unto life and shall never come into condemnation. Are you going to dispute the words of Christ? You didn't. You said yes, he told the whole truth. He did. That is the whole truth. And the scripture cannot be broken and Christ could not lie. I believe one of your people said he could if he wanted to, but that wasn't my question. Can he lie? No, the scripture says, God who cannot lie. Does that take your head off with your own sword? Your answer says, yes, he told you the whole truth. Well, this is what he said. This is the pure gospel in a nutshell. They asked the apostles, the jailer did, what must I do to be saved? Says, only believe. And thou shalt be saved. Only means faith alone is salvation. Now, let me. Jesus answered and said unto them, catch this. This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. No man can believe the Christian gospel of himself. This is the work of God. He's our whole Savior. God is our whole Savior. And Jesus Christ and God are one. They are our whole Savior. But we can't take this to ourselves because No man has the power to believe the truth except God works it in them. The Christian doctrine is the hardest, most contrary doctrine to believe of all religions on the top side of the earth. It takes a miracle, a work of God, for us to believe such a strange doctrine as Christianity. So we can't take this for ourselves. We must give credit for our salvation where it belongs. God is our Savior. Christ is our Savior. I say this takes your head off with your own sword, Mr. Donahue. Your answer is yes, he told the whole truth. Are we going to say that's not the whole truth? God will hold up the truth in this debate, no matter how few contends for it and how many rises against it. The Lamb shall overcome. The little flock of Christ has the promises of God that it will get the victory. We're willing to stand up before the Pope, the King of England, all so-called religions of the world. Christ established one Church of Salvation, which is a true Church of Christ. We both groups here today claim to be that. One has got the truth of it. And according to Mr. Donahue's statement, yes, of course, then I've got the truth of it. Christ says, he shall never come into condemnation. He's passed from the death that we inherited from Adam unto life and shall never come into condemnation. That faith is delivered to the saints, as St. Jude says, once delivered to the saints, that's sufficient. I believe my time must be...
We've got 3 minutes.
3 minutes, all right. Does God do a vain work? Absolutely not. He can't. Scripture says, with God, all things are possible. I wrote an article last year or two like this. With God, all things are possible. I wrote this. With God, all things are possible except the things He cannot do. I haven't added to the Scripture. The Scripture makes it clear God cannot lie. He cannot change. There's many things God cannot do. His immutability won't let Him change. He cannot lie. He can't not do an unmerciful act. So God does sow His seed in a soul, and the devil come and snatch that soul away from him. God is just a strong man. When God plants, sows seed, He says He doesn't sow and not gather. He gathers that soul. He brings it into the harvest. The devil has never outpowered God. God don't do nothing in vain. He don't pray. He never prayed for non-elect. He says, I pray for those that will believe on me. That's the elect. He said, I pray not for the world. Neither did He die for the world. He died for His sheep. No one else. That would have been a vain thing for Him to die. To no profit. To gain, no gain. He couldn't do nothing like that. So God absolutely can't do a vain work, and that would be a vain work. So plant life in a man's soul or salvation, and then the devil come and snatch him out of God's hands. Where are you putting God? The weaker vessel? The time's up, isn't it? All right, Mr. Donahue, if you see that you have with your own word denied your end of this debate, you can start right now and start affirming that what Christ said, if you're once saved, you never come into condemnation. One time you believe, and that's the work of God that you believe, when God frames a mind, it's framed right. It stays framed. we sin and we err continually as long as we're in the flesh. Not even Paul could do good. He said, I would, but said, how to perform it, I find not. Christ did the keeping of the law. He did the good, and it's imputed to us who would believe, every one of us, none of us.